Hi everyone and welcome to the second episode of the Phylog podcast. My name is Saurabh Phylog and today I'm going to talk about a very important and a trendy topic which is called the storytelling. Stories are the most powerful thing in the world, right? And everyone wants to include a story in their presentation, in their speeches, in their keynotes and in their talks and where not. Since storytelling has become so much important these days, I thought why not research on this topic and why not make a podcast on it, like what are the key elements of a successful storytelling. So in this episode, I've included four main elements and without wasting any time, let me start with the very first one, which is relatability. So relatability means there should be some kind of familiarity. There should be some kind of familiarity between your story and what your audience is getting. So understand your audience first, what your audience is all about. If they are Indian, include something about India in your story, you will definitely get traction, you will definitely get attention. So let me explain this with the help of a concept called mere exposure effect. So the mere exposure effect says that you will develop a preference for something merely because you are aware about it. Let me give you an example. You live in India and you go to Australia, you go to New Zealand and you are aware about Maggi, right? So when you go to Australia and an Australian noodle is presented to you and a Maggi is presented to you, irrespective of the fact you like Maggi or not, you will end up buying Maggi in the very first instance. The reason is you are aware about Maggi. So this is a mere exposure effect. So if you include something which is relatable to the audience, you will definitely get some kind of traction and attention, which lead to a successful storytelling. The second example which I can give you is a BuzzFeed example. So you must have read BuzzFeed articles, right, for sure in your life. So they have a very catchy headlines, right? 10 signs that you are born in Delhi, 10 signs that you are raised in Hyderabad. So when you read such kind of headlines and if you are from Delhi or Hyderabad, you will end up clicking on that article and read about it. Because the headline is so catchy, it is so relatable to us and we end up liking that episode, we end up liking that article and share it with others as well. So this is a very important element of storytelling, relatability. Always include something which is relatable to the audience. And to include this thing, you need to understand your audience first. So the second element of a successful storytelling is novelty, which is what is the new thing that you're presenting to the audience. If your ideas are fresh, if your story is fresh, you will definitely get attention, you will definitely get traction for sure. Let me take an example of movie sequels. So there are two types of sequels. One is the repeat sequel, the second one is the continuity saga. Let me talk first about the repeat one. Take an example of Bahubali. So Bahubali 1 was an amazing movie, right? But Bahubali 2 wasn't that effective as Bahubali 1. The reason for the same is that the characters were same, right? More or less 90% of the characters were same. That's why it did not have that much of impact. Even the story was good, the movie making was amazing, but it did not have much impact that of Bahubali 1, right? Now, taken another example of Game of Thrones, which is of a continuity saga that I talked about. Here in every two episodes, you will see a new character emerging. You will see a new story is building up. And that lead you to complete the whole series for sure, right? If you have watched 10 episodes of Game of Thrones, you must have watched the whole season. I can guarantee, I can say this to you. The reason is that they are building new things. They are actually adding new characters, fresh characters that you have not seen before. And that lead you to complete the whole series. So whenever you present a story, try to have a new idea coming up, try to have a fresh idea to the audience so that they will relate a lot and they will enjoy the story. So the third element of a successful storytelling is tension. Create tension in your story. I have seen people completing the whole movies, web series, books because there is one element called suspense. So create that in your story. Create tension in your story in the beginning so that people listen to the whole thing and you know then they are able to understand what exactly that you're trying to say in your story, right? So how you can create tension in your story? Define two things. The first thing is define your character, what exactly it is all about. And second thing you need to define is where do you want your character to end? Where do you want your story to end? And in between this, create tension, create suspense, include emotions. And when you do all these things, you will see that people are actually listening to your story till the end and you will be able to deliver your message and your purpose in the most effective manner, for sure. So the last and the fourth element of a successful storytelling is fluency. So great stories have fluency. So there is a saying that great stories speeds you along. So what I mean by this particular statement is that it does not matter how many sub-stories that you have in a story, how many characters that you have in a story. What matters is that are you able to switch between a sub-story to another sub-story? Are you able to switch between a one character to another character in the most effective manner or not? In the most fluent manner or not? So take an example of Game of Thrones. In all the seasons of Game of Thrones, you see there are a lot of characters, right? There are a lot of sub-stories going on. But we are able to understand each and everything, right? Because it was so fluent, it was so relatable, we can understand this thing. It was a fresh idea, I do understand. But at the same time, it was something that we are able to understand, right? So your story should be fluent. It does not matter that you are actually having six characters in a story of 3 minutes. It does not matter. What matters is that are you able to switch between the characters easily or not? So what you can do is that try your vocabulary to be as simple as for the audience. Do not have complex things in your story. Do not try to build your character a bit intelligent. Try to be it normal as possible. Try to be relatable. And you will see that you are able to, you know, deliver your story in the most effective manner. Your story should be fluent. That what matters the most. So with this, we end the four elements of a successful storytelling. I think by now you must have some idea about storytelling, and I hope that in your next speech or presentation or your next keynote or talk, you will be able to include these elements in your speech and make it much better than your previous ones. Thank you for watching this episode. And if you have any questions, you can contact me directly on my Instagram handle, which is @SaurabPhiloc. And till then, bye bye. See you on next Saturday.